I think the biggest challenge that we have is during the day, we play a brother, a father, a sister, a mother. We play all the different roles, a friend, and we go in and out of the play of life. And the problem is that I've gotten so busy with the play of life and all the different roles. And we want to play those roles so well because we've been conditioned and told that this is the way you're supposed to play it, and this is the way it should be played. We have forgotten who we really are. And we've become intoxicated with the actual roles that we play. Instead of actually us being our authentic selves, we're playing the different roles, and we're playing the roles really, really well. But the roles are only actors, they're only parts in the play. They're not real. What is real is the observer who's observing the play, which is our authentic self, which is the reflection of the divine. That's where we're going to. We're moving towards nirvana, heaven on earth. I really do. I think we're evolving that way. But in order to get there, we've been focusing outside of ourselves, and the media has been a huge culprit of this. Politicians, society in general, everything has been telling us to focus outside. This is what you should look like. This is what you should do. You go back into yourself. Inside yourself, in the quiet of your own sanctity, that is where you can touch on the awareness, which is the authentic self. And it's only when you go back into that, that's the pureness of your authentic self. And that's where you find out who you really are and who you're supposed to be expressing. Much of the other stuff is all being conditioned. So it's we've inherited beliefs, we've inherited different past experiences, we've determined them, and they become beliefs, and they've all affected how we actually are expressing ourselves, which is not the true authentic self of who we really are. The trick is that what we need to do is evolve and develop ourselves so that we can actually allow whatever happen, basically, in that plane. So let any wars, let anything else happen, any atrocities happen, but be able to remain in a state of grace. The more we go into ourselves and shut out all the thoughts and all the conditioned aspects of ourselves and realize the true authentic self, which is the reflection of the divine, when we're in that space, nothing will bother us. I thought that we had to get to a stage where the vast majority of society reached that level of enlightenment. But it isn't, because there's different dimensions of reality. You can be in a situation where we're in the world and there can be wars going on, and people are in a state of consciousness, which is at the third dimensional level. So they're in the midst of that turmoil, and they've allowed themselves intellectually, physically, emotionally to stay within that. But then you will have people living on the same earth who are in a different state, who are in a state of grace, a higher state of consciousness, who are in the same predicament, but not affected in the same way. And I think that is where we need to shift, because intellectually we're trying to figure it out and reason it. It's not that the world has to change, it's that we change in the world.